Survey says half of women have used the men's bathroom because the women's line was too long.
Okay. Half.
I'm just surprised it's
that many.
Yeah.
Oh, honey. We took over the men's room at Bloomie's in New York the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So many women.
It happens more often. Wow. And then this, 86% of women.
Mm-hmm.
I just find this shocking. 86% of women have peed somewhere other than a bathroom, like the bushes.
That shocked you? Oh, sorry.
I mean, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I guess for guys, I get it because it's, you know, it's.
Well, if you're out, you know, think about all the women that do any kind of outdoor activities.
I would like to hear from women who are part of the 14%.
Who have never peed in a bush or outside or on a trail off the side of a boat. Oh.
Wow. Yes, I'd like to hear from the women who haven't done those things. 792-6278.
A jar in a limousine and a long line from a concert? Come on, ladies, really?
Hi, good morning. Are you part of the 14% who have never gone outside?
I am.
Oh, you are. Okay. What's your name?
My name is Nikki.
Are you a camel?
No.
Nikki
I honestly
camel.
Can tell you the last time that I went to the bathroom anywhere other than a toilet, and I was probably 7 years old playing Little League.
Yeah.
God.
I mean, why? There's so many toilets everywhere. Like,
there are not. There's not one on the back coat.
You know, like, I don't want to pee on my underwear.
Right, right. Or on whatever else you're wearing.
Right, and then you have to walk around with that all day.
Right,
that's no good.
No, I'm with you.
So what do? You just hold it? I mean,
yeah,
you just keep yourself.
I figure if I can hold it when I'm pregnant, then I can hold it anytime.
Yeah, right.
Bless you and your pelvic floor.
Yeah. Okay. No need to be bitter, Eva. Okay. Have a good morning. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Now, Todd's here. Todd, you are saved by your television job.
Isn't this awesome?
This is perfect timing for
Todd,
me.
I love it.
Todd has to go on TV in a couple minutes, so he's not going to be able to continue the conversation about women who pee outside.
Darn.
There are two people on hold who want to tell us about devices. So before that happens, Todd, why don't you do the forecast and then run?
Gladly. So, cloudy start, kind of cool out there. Might see a flurry. And then this afternoon, it's rainy. And it's breezy, and it's a little mild with temperatures climbing into the 40s. Pouring rain tonight, windy. And then tomorrow, the rain tapers off very early. We develop sunshine. Morning high temp of 50. Then they fall, and it gets real cold for the end of the week.
All right. Go ahead. Use that excuse and get out of here.
Bye-bye.
I have to push all the buttons and run this show, so I have to stay. Lindsay?
Yes.
Okay, let me start with you. You say you have peed outside when necessary.
Yeah. Frequently.
But you understand my question about that it's a lot more challenging for women, and your example involves a snowbank?
Yes. No, it's absolutely best to try and, you know, pee on a little bit of an incline so it goes down the hill and you're not, like,
right,
squatting
standing
in
it. Mm-hmm.
So I, like, really had to pee, and I climbed up over this big snowbank because I was on the side of the road and didn't want anybody to see.
Right.
And I lost my balance.
Oh, no.
Oh, you fell down?
And rolled down that snowbank.
Oh, no.
A lot of potty mouth words came out. My friend popped her head up over the snowbank just like, why are you all the way down there? I fell down. She's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Now, meanwhile, you fell down while you were trying to go, so everything's out.
Mm. Yes. And, oh, my God.
And now
my
very cold.
Fanny was so cold.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
There was snow in places that snow should never see.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry that happened, Linz.
Good story.
Yeah,
right.
That's true. That's true.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
Okay. Now, you too. Thanks for calling. Now, we have two people who want to talk about. Chelsea, there's a device for this situation?
That is correct. And I actually found mine on Groupon, and it's this weird little silicone device that enables women to pee more efficiently outside.
Oh, yeah. It's like the little cone.
Like a funnel?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got a really funny name, and I'm so sad I can't remember what it is right now.
Well, wait, hold on. Let me get Chris. I'm going to have you join in here. Chris, what's the name of the product you were talking about?
I went on Amazon and I looked it up. I heard of it somewhere on a British show somewhere called She We, W-E-E.
Is that what you had, Chels?
The She-We. Yes. Honestly, I was the only person until this moment who'd ever heard of it.
Oh, well, there's Chelsea. She's on, too. So both
here
of you.
Here it is, $10.50 on Amazon in an original blue or purple.
Wow.
I'm here to endorse the product.
Okay.
I would have to second that.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Wow.
You hear that, sales department? Hi, I'm Eva from the Coast Morning Show for the She-We.
You'd be amazed the number of situations they can get you out of.
Oh, my
well,
God.
But $10.50, that sounds like, I mean, why not just go to AutoZone, you know?
Well, no,
and
this
get,
is
get
smaller.
One of those, get one of those little filters.
Right.
You know? Well, yeah, you would think that, but this is actually, it's because, I don't want to use the word ergonomic, but it's physiologically designed.
Okay.
In almost like a funnel sense.
Right.
So, plus it comes with a carrying case. So you can wash it when you're done.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And it's a
and keep it clean from whatever bag you're like storing it in. Like if it's a running bag or a fanny pack or whatever.
And I'm sure it's a fashionable carrying case too.
Yeah.
It says perfect for traffic jams, festivals, women in the military.
Okay.
Oh, it's NATO approved.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you, Chris and Chelsea.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
You know, you never know. You never know what you're going to learn on this show.
Well, add that to your wish list, ladies. The She-We.
Yep. Great stocking stuffer. I don't mean that as a euphemism.